Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody. Tone. I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the day that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles all the way she she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, you're still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day, she said. If life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles. Oh, the way she smiles. Yeah, she's talking to angels, she's counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, she's falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms.
Tracy Dent.
Yep. You were a former indie wrestler, and we what you're currently doing right now is, what's that? Let everybody know.
Well, I'm pretty much a community activist. I, you know, do whatever I can to help make Milwaukee a better place to live. Right now, I'm working with an alderman. His name is Ashanti Hamilton. We're working on making May Violence Prevention Month. And so far, we have a positive feedback even from the Milwaukee Police Department. They're in support of it, and several organizations, too. So it's time to, like, start curbing some of this violence that's going on in the city. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on right now.
Okay. What made you want to be an activist?
Well, I mean, even when I was a little kid, I always felt like I was different. You know, I always wanted to do something, you know, just to make people feel better. I was always that kind of person where people always come and tell me their problems and stuff like that. And it just basically, you know, as I grew up, you know, I looked at, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King as a mentor, someone who I want to be like. So, you know, as I got older, you know, I learned how to help people. You know, I had strong people to look up to as mentors. And, you know, they helped shape me to become the person I am today. So, and, you know, I just have a big heart of helping others. And that's, you know, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I have accomplished something. This is a way of me getting back to the community. So, you know, I just love doing what I do.
Right. What became with Peace for Change Alliance? Like, how did that came about?
Well, I mean, Peace for Change Alliance came about where me and I had a couple other friends. We were just all talking about how we wanted to make something, you know, make change in Milwaukee. So, I mean, we started off doing a Stop the Violence march. And then after we got done with that, we just wanted to do more and more things. So, you know, me and two other people, we decided to form Peace for Change Alliance. And basically, when we say alliance, we alliance ourselves with other organizations, individuals, groups, or whatever, to, you know, to make an impact in this city. And it just flourished, you know, and it's like everybody, there's, you know, normal people like yourself and other people can be part of Peace for Change Alliance because it came from the people and it's for the people to help make change for a better Milwaukee.
Gotcha. So for people that is not, like, familiar with it, like, let people know, like, what events have you done when it came for Peace for Change Alliance so far?
Oh, my God. We have done so many different things. That's why, because people always tell us we need to focus on one particular area, but Peace for Change Alliance focus on everything, and that's our niche. Our niche is, like, whatever problems that's affecting Milwaukee, we do it. I mean, we have done college fairs. We have done Stop the Violence rallies. We have done walks for, you know, for different causes. We even did one. I did a walk for the Special Olympics. I mean, we have done just so many different things, workshops, working with the youth, self-development. But our main goal is violence prevention, and that's where we've done vigils, you know, for people that, you know, had lost their loved one, and we did a vigil for, you know, for different families and stuff like that. I mean, we have done so many different things. I mean, you know, we have even done turkey giveaways for Thanksgiving. We've done Christmas, Christmas toy drives. I mean, we've just done so many different things, and it came from, you know, ordinary people. So it's not like people have big titles and nothing like that. It's just individuals who wanted to give back, and they came on board on Peace for Change Alliance, and we just make an impact in our city.
Right. So you think you're doing good so far?
I mean, the best way to answer that question is how many people I affected. you know, in their lives, because people come up to me and say thank you. People I don't even know say thank you for what I do in the community. And right there, it shows that I am making some kind of impact. Peace for Change Alliance and people who are associated with Peace for Change Alliance are making an impact. Because I can always say it like this: I don't do it alone. I have a team. I have partners. I have friends that help make, one, make me look good, and two, help Peace for Change look good. And as a group, we all help make impact in Milwaukee and helping others.
Oh, okay. So, like, it's just, like, about making an impact and so I understand that. But were there anything that you would want to do, like, more when it comes to People Change the Lives? It's like, is there anything that you didn't get to do yet that you want to do?
Well, right now, we're making it. Or just say like this, you know, Tracy Dent as the community activist is help changing, making an impact of changing laws, implementing resolutions like Violence Prevention Month. Two things that we already did is help make Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Week. We have done Bicycle Safety. Now we're working on, like I said, the Violence Prevention. We have a Health and Wellness Initiative that we're working with. And then also the biggest thing that's coming in August is Education Awareness Month. So, I mean, what's important is, like, Milwaukee is suffering. I mean, education, jobs, I mean, it's just so much going on that in negative, we, you know, it's time for, you know, us as people work with our political leaders and help change Milwaukee. I mean, we have to step up. We can't just, you know, expect all our politicians to fix our problems for us. We need to work with them to help change, you know, the conditions in Milwaukee. Because, like I say, I always say it like this: when it's time to make an impact in Milwaukee, we have to, you know, leave our attitudes at the door. And once we go into that boardroom or we're in a meeting, all of us is equal. Nobody's better than the next person. And that's how, you know, you have that chemistry and you can make a difference. I mean, Atrell, you have worked with me on some projects. I mean, you know,
right.
You personally have made a significant contribution to not just to Peace for Change Alliance, but even to the city of Milwaukee. And you are, like, known as an unsung hero. Like, people really don't know the things that you have done in the city. And you're the kind of person, you really don't like to brag or promote what you have done. But, you know, and I, you know, applaud you for what you have done so far. Even with your organization, wrestling organization, you are making an impact and you are affecting people that you don't even know. Because people who listen to your show, you know, they are inspired. When you give a recap of WWE, TNA, RO, you know, was there Ring of Honor, when you give the recaps and stuff like that, you are affecting people. And those are the people like I said, I'm one of your fans. I applaud you because you're doing this because you have a love for wrestling and just for, you know, making a difference in the city. So, I mean, so you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, that was wow. To hear you say that, I do thank you for saying that because I just never look at it like that until now. Wow. But, like, if there's any information, if people want to look for People Change the Lives or anything like that, just go ahead and just say what they got to look for, either like online, phone, whatever.
Right now, the best way to find out what's going on is if they check on my Facebook page. It's called Trey Dent, TRADENT, Trey Dent page. And then you'll see up and coming events or what's going on. I'm always posting daily about, you know, what's going on, what Peace for Change Alliance going, you know, what Tracy Dent as community activist is doing. So for right now, that's what we got going on right now, and the best way to reach me. And another best way to reach me, if you want to email me, you can email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, dot E as in Eric, dot Dent, D-E-N-T, at gmail.com. So it's Tracy E. Dent at gmail.com. So if you have any questions, you can email me or catch me up on Facebook.
Okay, now to get to the good part, which would be the wrestling. Because I know, yeah, you did wrestle around in the city like a long time ago. But
yes.
For some of the people that don't know, it's like, let's just put it this way. What got you started wrestling, and what gave you that drive to do it?
I mean, I've been watching wrestling since I was a little kid, you know, and growing up watching, you know, little kid, it's like, you don't even, you know, I'd be looking at the wrestlers like the Crusher. Then, you know, here in Milwaukee, we had one of the best wrestlers in, you know, in the country. I mean, we had the Nick Bockwinkles and the Baron Von Raschke and all of them. I used to always watch, and I used to always imitate them, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. And then growing up seeing Junkyard Dog, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you know, it's like, that was like my alter ego to, you know, as a wrestler, you know, and I was always athletic. So, you know, and, you know, I just always wanted to be, you know, like in the WWE, you know, but, you know, here locally. So, you know, and I just love wrestling. I love physical contact at, you know, back then. And it was just fun acting out characters and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was just fun. It's like one of those childhood fantasies that I always wanted to do, and I have done it. So I can put that, you know, put that away and say, hey, I've done that.
Were there any, like, feds, like, in the city that you wrestled for?
I mean, say it again now? I'm sorry.
Oh, was there any feds that you had wrestled for?
I mean, REWF, Real Extreme Wrestling Federation. I was wrestling under there, and I became the hardcore champion. And it, you know, a great group of guys there. And I mean, Milwaukee has a big history of good wrestling organizations. I mean, they have some right now that's just like flourishing, and got mad respect for all of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you said you won the hardcore title. Was that the only title that you have won?
Yeah, at the same time. But you know how it is, politics and stuff like that. And then at the same time, I was just like more of a part-time wrestler, so I couldn't really commit like I wanted to. So, you know, I fought for that. I had a chance to, you know, win that title and everything. So, you know, as the Black Dragon has retired and, you know, is right now is – you know, lay dormant inside of me until one day, you know, our trail, you know, maybe one day I can have one more match. I'm trying to give you a little hint, you know, but I think some people have been ducking me out, so I don't know.
Well, we will see if there's something we can do to change that, but we'll see.
Maybe I haven't pushed the...
What's that?
No, I said maybe I haven't pushed the right buttons yet, so.
Gotcha. But who's your favorites, like, wrestlers, like, growing up, and some favorites that's up and coming right now?
Up and coming, I mean, back then, my favorite wrestlers, like, was, like, The Ultimate Warrior, The Undertaker, I was a big Triple H fan, so those are like Macho Man Randy Savage. He is my ultimate favorite, outside of Ultimate Warrior. They were just so colorful with their character, where they're fighting. It was just amazing, and I was just in awe every time I saw them wrestle. up and coming is more of Roman Reigns is my favorite right now. His intensity is beyond, you know, other wrestlers that's out there right now. That's what I love about Roman Reigns, his intensity. He, you know, he's all about business every time he gets in that ring. So that's pretty, him and Dolph Ziggler, those are the two, my two favorite wrestlers right now. So, yeah.
Okay, what do you think would be the future for those two that you had named?
I believe, I'm predicting Roman Reigns going to win his match against Daniel Bryan in the next pay-per-view and going on to win the WWE title in WrestleMania. And for Dolph Ziggler, I think that he's still up and coming, and I think that he's going to have another title run within another year or so.
Well, we can hope that does happen. So, any, like, matches that you like that you have been in?
Me, personally, me, that I've been in?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the Battle Royal that I won. I liked it when I came to one of your wrestling events and took over and won the match. Even though you guys had attacked me from behind, but you know, payback. Just that's all I got to say is payback when you least expect it.
Yeah, we'll see. Do we have enough time for like a couple of questions? So, with like going back to Peace for Change Alliance. With that said, I think Ari actually was talking for the future of Peace for Change Alliance. So it was like, what if somebody wants to, you know, be on board with it, what would they have to do?
Like I said, they can just, like I said, catch me on Facebook and inbox me or something like that, and let me know. We do have a Peace for Change Alliance Facebook page, so if you guys, like, type it in, you know, on the search, it'll pop up, and you can inbox me there, too. So... yeah, so like I said, or just email me, tracy.e.dent@gmail.com, too. Or they can get in contact with you, Artrell.
Yeah, they could. If they want to, just look for me on Facebook. I'm easy to find, so let's go from there. I'm
yeah,
also
you know
on Twitter. So look for ArchrellJ2000 on Twitter. I'm on there as well, so... you need me to give the message to give to Tracy, just let me know on that. So I guess that'll be easy for that. So one more question. So
what's that?
That would be, if you end up getting out of retirement, like, who would you want to face?
You. I got to put you in my bucket list.
Well, we'll
There's
see.
Nobody
how
else. I just want you. I just want you. I don't want nobody else. We can make it a lumberjack match. We can make it a hardcore match. Whatever.
Only-
so I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out on your own show.
This only time will tell on that one, but we will see about that or see if we can get that arranged sooner or later. But who knows? I got some training to do if that's the case. But anyway.
Go ahead.
Whatever. But I appreciate you calling in and being on the show, and thank you very much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And guess what?
What?
I think I'm going to be a Packer fan.
Hmm,
I know that
I
shocked
think...
you. It's
yeah,
all about politics, so I'll let you go.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye. All right, bye.
That was former indie wrestler and Peace for Change Alliance, runs the Peace for Change Alliance, Tracy Dent. let's see. I know next week we have a good show going on. I know that. Let me look at what's coming up. So just give me a second here. And thank you for the ones that actually that just listened in, because we're all talking live, but we're not on live at the moment. Because I think we just went to a little bit of overtime and stuff like that. So let's see what's going on here. Next Tuesday, we're talking to Wrestling Talks on John Harris. He runs the group, and it just see how the group there. They do have a lot of members there, and just seeing on his feedback and stuff. So there are some negatives, and there are some positives with the group. So we're going to talk about that next week. On February 17th, we got WFSO Canada's own JP Zammit. So we will talk to him and see how the group is going and what he doing with it, preparing for the past, present, and future, and all that good stuff. Reese Bullis, I think he still is with Wrestling Commentary Central, so I think he's still with them, but I'm not sure, but we're going to talk to him. March 3rd, we got any female wrestler, Ronnie Nicole. March 7th, we have, this is the interview that we had to reschedule because of, issues that he had with, had to get checked in with the doctor, Bulldog Brandon Hines from Canada. And I am so happy to say this one, but March 10th is nothing but, this is very good. It's the co-owner of Wrestling Fan Speak Out, and she does wonderful things with Maddie's Memory. My fiance, Hazel Flint, she will be on the March 10th episode, so hope y'all get to enjoy that. Like I said, check out the website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, and check out all the other stuff we do on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and all that good stuff. So I'm about to get out of here, and you guys have a good week, and listen to our stations and shows every week. We're trying to come up with some new shows, but probably just had to give us a little time, and hopefully we can come up with more shows for you guys to enjoy. So until then, you have a good night. Peace out.